Brian Costello with a post as we get ready for another disastrous Jet draft. Brian, how are you?
I'm good, Joe. How you doing?
Well, I mean, I'm not doing too bad. The Mets are good, so I'm happy with that. Golf is back, so I'm playing golf. The Masters was great. But I have no confidence whatsoever in my football team. And I want to start with this. Is this story true about what they did with Rodgers here and Glenn basically walking in, saying you're gone and walking out? Was that basically what happened here?
Yeah, I mean, that's according to Rodgers, and I haven't had anyone tell me it was wrong.
Right.
You know,
right.
The Jets didn't push back on it at all.
Right.
So that tells me there's some reality in it. Could it be a little bit embellished? Sure. You know, like, you know, people have different perceptions of conversations, but I think it's probably close to accurate.
Do you buy that? I mean, I won't even say that. What, I mean, and I had a couple people tell me a couple different things, but seriously, I mean, why did you let, this is so jet-like, why did you let this guy, and I understand he's got a private jet and all that, why did you let this guy fly cross-country when you had no intentions of bringing him back? Don't you just give him a call, say, look, you're done, and that's the end of it, right?
Look, so I do think if they gave him a call, he would have gone on McAfee and said, well, they didn't even have the respect to have a face-to-face meeting with me. They just called me and told me. Like, I do think that would have happened. Here's what I think, Joe. I think it's somewhere in the middle. I think you have him come in for the meeting. I think you show him the respect to tell him face-to-face. But I think you do pick his brain about the team. I think he's right when he said that. You know, whatever you think of Aaron Rodgers and whatever you think of the way he does his business and his opinions, the guy is a great football player. He has been a great football player. He's played for 20 years. He's seen a lot of stuff. I'd like to know, hey, what do you think of Garrett Wilson? What do you think of Sauce Gardner? How are they in the locker room? What do you see? When you're in the meetings, when you're in the offensive meetings, is Garrett attentive? Is he paying attention? Like the kind of stuff, like if you're Aaron Glenn and Darren Mooji, I'd want to know right now, right? They're thinking about extensions and they're talking about extensions. Like, give me what I can't see on the film, Joe. Right? And who's, like, Aaron Rodgers is qualified to give those opinions. He's been around a lot of football players. So I would have picked his brain in that regard. What can the organization do better? Hey, is there something we could do better with the travel? Is there something we could do better? Is the locker room up to date? That kind of stuff. I would have just had a night, like, you know, 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. I don't think you have to have him there for a day and pay tribute to him, but I do think he had a point there that they should have his opinion on some stuff, and it sounds like they definitely could have handled it better.
Do you think this was Glenn's call or Woody?
I think everyone was on board, Joe. I do think Woody was ready to move on after last year. I think he soured on Rodgers at some point, you know, probably earlier than even we thought. I think he was down on Rodgers, but I do think Glenn, this wasn't forced on Glenn at all. I think Glenn wanted to move on too. I think just it's clear. Glenn wants to be the voice. Glenn wants to be, you know, the the guy. Like he's sort of emulating Parcells, you know. But the problem is when Parcells did this stuff, Parcells already had two rings on his finger.
Right.
You know,
right.
So
yeah, right,
that's the difference. It's a little different. So yeah. Aaron Glenn's a first time head coach. He really doesn't have any pelts on the wall. So he's going to have to win some games here to make him look right.
What's your thoughts on Justin Fields? I mean, I mean, are they looking at this guy that he's going to be the quarterback on even, you know, 10 years, 5 years down the road? I mean, are they looking at him in that regard?
I mean, that's the ultimate win the lottery ticket. I think they view him as a lottery ticket, right? So it's probably not going to work, but if it does, great. Like you have him here. I don't think they're looking past this year with him right now. If he comes in and somehow puts it together, like you've seen with Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold, where they revived their careers, then yeah, they signed him for 2 years. He'll be here in 2026, and they'll see if they can do it again. I don't think they're thinking about 5 years down the road right now with this. But to me, Joe, that once you decided to move on from Rodgers, right, which I know you were not in favor of, but once they made that decision,
right,
he was the best alternative out there. Right, you didn't want to go down the Joe Flacco road or Daniel Jones road. You know, like
Russell Wilson. Right,
you know,
right.
So Fields, there's a potential there at least, right? Like if he can put it together, he's shown flashes.
Well, he's young. He's young.
He's young. He's 26 years old.
Right.
He was a first round draft pick. He played great at Ohio State. Mm. You see, he can have a dimension of his game that not many people have, the way he runs.
Right.
So I get like it's a little bit of a risk, but I think it's a risk worth taking. Once they decide to move on from Rodgers, I think he was probably the best alternative.
Talking to Brian Costello with a post. Okay, now you know I want a quarterback in the draft. I've been saying that. I would be very upset if somehow Sanders fell to the Jets and they didn't take him, and they probably won't because they're the Jets. But I mean, I'd take Jackson Dart at 7. Honestly, I really would. I wouldn't. It's time to stop messing around. Okay. I would take him at 7, and I'd take my chances. But we know they're not doing that because, like I said, they're the Jets. Yeah. Do you see them taking a quarterback at some point this year before we get to the first round?
Yeah, I do think they will at some point. But the question is, I don't think it's at 7. The question is it a second-round guy, which that's a guy who has the potential to play at some point, or is it a guy in the 4th round or 5th round that you're just taking as a developmental?
Right.
Maybe he becomes a backup down the road, like they, you know. So there's a big difference there between the 2nd round and like the 4th round quarterbacks, right? So I do think they'll take one at some point here. You know, they have Tyrod Taylor as the backup. Jordan Travis is a guy who I don't know really what to expect at this point from him. He hasn't.
What, wasn't played, there an issue? Know? Didn't something he was upset about something? What was the deal with this guy, Travis?
His agent told ESPN that he felt that he was rushed back last year by the medical staff, which doesn't quite make sense, Joe, because they said they were never playing him. So like, well, I don't understand what they were rushing. So I'm not quite clear on that, but yeah, they complained about the medical staff. Obviously the coaching staff's gone. So that's not an issue with them, but yeah, I don't think you can count on anything from Jordan Travis at this point. I would take another quarterback and have them come in and compete for the backup job with Tyrod. And if Travis could do anything.
Do you agree with me that more of these quarterbacks are going to go in the first round? I mean, to me, Jackson Dart's going to get picked in the first round. I mean,
I think Dart does. I don't think so. But, yeah, you know, quarterbacks always get elevated, so I wouldn't be shocked. But I do think Dart slips into the bottom of the first round, and then so you'd have 3. But I don't think it's – I don't think it'll be probably more than that.
Mm. All right, what do they do? What are they taking at 7? They're not taking a quarterback. What are they taking?
I think they probably take the right tackle, Joe. I think if Memba's there from Missouri, he's the guy.
Are you serious? They got to take an offensive tackle? Come on. They're not, you telling me that they're not even taking the kid from the Penn State tight end?
They could.
They're not taking the guy from the defensive tackle from Michigan? They're going to take an offensive lineman?
I think the defensive tackle from Michigan is probably going to be off the board. I think he's going to be gone. But I see them taking the tackle. If you look at it, Joe, like we talked about with Fields, right? His strength is running the ball. They've got Breece Hall, Braylon Allen, Isaiah Davis. Glenn talked highly of them at the owners' meetings. I think the strength of the team is running the ball. I do think you need another offensive lineman, right? They've got 4 guys. They don't have a right tackle right now. So I think if they go Membu and try to run the ball down people's throats this year, I wouldn't be shocked if it's Tyler Warren. You know, I think he's a possibility. But to me, I just reading the tea leaves, I think it's going to be the tackle.
Seriously, the defense stunk last year, okay? Let's tell it like it is, okay? Everybody kills Rodgers. The defense stunk, all right?
Yes.
You're telling me, okay, so I know they re-signed Sherwood, whoop-de-damn-do, okay? Big deal, okay? I mean, at least he won't turn into another DeMario Davis somewhere else.
Yes.
But Gardner was stunk last year. I expect that he'll be better because Glenn is going to work with him, I would hope. They really don't have anybody. Who's the other corner now? Didn't they sign some guy?
Yeah, they signed Brandon Stevens from the Ravens.
Okay. Am I supposed to be excited about him or what?
No.
No, of course. So, I mean,
if you had a Baltimore Ravens follower on right now, and you asked them about Brandon Stevens, they would sound like you talking about the Jets, yelling about Brandon Stevens. Apparently last year, he was close in coverage all the time, but never made any interceptions and always gave up a ton of catches. He gave up a ton of catches.
Okay.
His stats are crazy. So
He's a perfect Jet. I look at this defense. The defense was terrible. Okay, I know Jermaine Johnson's coming back from the injury.
Yep.
Okay, I get that. Okay, that's a big deal, no doubt about it. But, I mean, outside of that, the defensive line, Quinton Williams, he went backwards last year. Quincy Williams is still a tremendous player. I mean, he's a terrific linebacker, no doubt about it. But outside of that, what do we have on this defense? And you're telling me they're going to take an offensive tackle? Oh, I read McDonald. Yeah, I know.
McDonald showed something last year.
Yeah.
So I mean, he had a lot of sacks.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
So
is he really an impact guy, though? Is he really an impact guy?
I don't know. He could be. I'm curious to see. I think the big change on defense, Joe, is the coach. Right? I think that's what they would tell you. They brought in Steve Wilks, who's a veteran defensive coordinator. Aaron Glenn, obviously, had success as a defensive coordinator. So I think that's the big change defensively. I hear what you're saying. I think Sauce will have a bounce back year. I think he'll improve. I think Sherwood's an ascending player. Quincy's a good player. So I think there's pieces there. If Mason Graham is there for Michigan, I definitely think they might take him. I think he's, you know.
Well, I'd rather have him than an offensive lineman. I'm not thrilled about the draft, but I'd much rather have him than an offensive lineman. But they don't have no skill play. They don't have another wide receiver beside Garrett Wilson. I know they brought Lazard back. Okay, and they signed some guy from Reynolds, I don't even know who he is. Okay, so they don't really have a receiver. They got no tight end. Okay, Conklin's okay. I don't even know if he's still
gone.
There.
Conklin's gone.
Okay, so he's gone, he's not even there. Okay.
Yeah, they have no tight end right now.
They got no tight end. I mean, what are we going to play the wishbone? What are we going to do? We're going to play the triple option offense? Is that what we're doing here?
I think the debate about tight end versus tackle, right? The tight end from Penn State versus the tackle. I think it is this, Joey. You do need a right tackle, right? You need a right tackle.
They lost Morgan Moses to the Patriots.
They lost Morgan Moses. You have Carter Warren. You have the guy who signed from New England.
Right.
So if you don't take the right tackle with the number 7 pick, I don't know where you're getting a right tackle. All right. If you don't take the tight end with the number 7 pick, there are other tight ends in this draft on day 2 that are going to be good. There's a good deep dive tight end draft, or there are trade rumors about Dallas Goedert from Philadelphia and Mark Andrews from Baltimore. You make a trade for one. I don't think they're going to cost you a lot in trade capital. They're going to cost some money because they're veteran players, but then you have a starter. Like, and so to me, that's the argument with the tight end versus the tackle. I just don't know where else you get a tackle from, Joe. It's hard to find them.
I understand, but I mean, this team, they need so much. And you're going to tell me they're taking for the second year in a row an offensive freaking lineman? I mean,
you're acting like I'm saying they should take a kicker.
Well, they need that too. You know what they need? They need a kicker. The kicker killed us last year. Is he coming back? Is he back too?
He's back. He's under contract, but I got to think they're going to have some competition in training camp this year. Yeah.
What a disaster. And the over-under, I think, is 5.5. Now, I would never bet the under with my team because I'm never rooting against them. But, I mean, are they going to win 6-7 games? What are they winning? We're going to have another double-digit losing year. How much more of this crap can we take? They're the worst organization in professional sports. Let's be honest about it. Let's tell it like it is. The worst organization in professional sports. They're worse than the Cleveland Browns, which is almost impossible to beat. Okay? No, they are.
Deshaun Watson move, Joe. Oof.
I understand, but at least the Browns made the playoffs a couple of years ago. I know they should have never gotten rid of Mayfield, okay? I get it. And they're terrible. I mean, the Browns, believe me, of course. But the Jets are right there. I mean, when has it changed, Brian? Why should I have any confidence at all in Aaron Glenn, Darren Mooney? I got no confidence in these guys. I told you, I love Aaron Glenn. Great player for my team. Love him.
Yep.
The only reason that I was okay with him being the coach, even though he had no head coaching experience, is because he was a very good Jet. He should only be as good a coach as he was a player, right?
Yeah.
Right?
I understand. Confidence, I'm not going to tell you to have confidence. But the hope is the new regime. It's hoping this regime gets it right.
Okay.
And I think also,
I'm going to ask you. I ask you this every time we change coaches, which we change them like our underwear.
Three years.
Right. Is he – no, I'm going to even go far. Is he the coach 5 years from now?
Probably not, Joe, based on the odds. Yeah, which is what I always tell you. Based on the odds, no. Yeah.
So, I mean, if you're a Jet fan – what do you – I mean, there's nothing. I mean, there is nothing. Woody Johnson's the worst owner in sports. Okay, he is. He's a terrible freaking owner. All right? He destroyed – the guy who deserves the most credit for last year is the owner. because he should have never. I mean, I don't care what you say about Robert Saleh. I didn't love him as a coach, but him firing him the way he did killed the season. Let's be honest. Yeah. It was a season killer.
Yeah. I don't know how good they would have been at Salah State, but they would have been better than what they were.
Right.
Definitely set the team back for sure.
Right. You let Rodgers go.
I'll give you this.
I just want to say one more thing, and I'll let you. Of course, you know I love you, Brian. They let Rodgers walk, okay? Who you know, say whatever. I mean, everybody hates Rodgers. The media hates him. Let's be honest. And don't tell me they don't, because they don't. They can't stand the guy. But they should have kept Rodgers for another year. They would have had a chance to be a pretty decent team, okay? Maybe they would still have Devontae Adams here, too, because we're so good, we let Hall of Famers walk away, because we're so great, okay? And they should have kept him for another year and drafted a freaking quarterback this year and developed a quarterback. That's what they should have done. And I'm telling you right now, this franchise, I have no hope in them at all. And again, my suggestion to Muhi, oh my God, and Glenn is rent, don't buy. Because you ain't going to be around too freaking long. Okay?
All right, let me give you the Hail, and I admit this is the Hail Mary.
Go ahead. Right?
Let me give you the Hail Mary
please
hope.
Please do.
The Hail Mary hope for you. Okay?
Okay.
The 2024 Mets. All right. Did you have any expectations for the 2024 Mets? New manager Mendoza coming in. They just moved on from Scherzer, Verlander. They went that whole era ended.
That team won 101 games 2 years ago. Okay,
they did.
That team wasn't on a run of no playoffs.
No, you know, you're right.
You know, 100 lost seasons 5 years in a row. You know what I mean?
But they came in with no expectations last year, and they gave you a season, right? So sometimes the team can shock you. That's what I'm telling you. Sometimes they shock.
I'll be shocked.
Hail Mary. I'm giving you a
it's
Hail
a
Mary.
Big
I'm,
hail.
I'm just trying to give you an ounce of hope.
And here's the other thing that stinks, too. All of a sudden, and I forget Miami, but all of a sudden the Patriots are going to be back again. I mean, they got a real head coach in Mike Vrabel. Who knows how good this guy Drake May is going to turn out to be. They're going to wind up with maybe Abdul Carter or Travis Hunter on their freaking team, right? With they got the fourth pick in the draft.
Depends on what the Giants do. Yeah,
right,
Giants,
okay, but they're going to get one of these guys more than likely. Okay,
maybe if Hunter goes to the Browns and Carter goes to the Giants, they got either of them. So that could happen. The question for them is, did the Giants take a quarterback?
Well, the Giants are taking Sanders at 3 if he's there. I mean, I'm sorry.
Then you're right. Then the Patriots got a guy.
Of course. Yeah. They're going to get one of these big guys, or maybe they'll take the defensive tackle that we should be taking instead of the offensive lineman. I mean, come on. I mean, where are we going?
I think the Braves
and Buffalo's light years ahead of us just because they have Josh Allen. Where the hell are we going?
Yeah, I think the Vrabel point is interesting, and I think it's going to be something – that kind of hovers over Aaron Glenn. Because remember, Vrabel was in that building.
He was never coming.
Before.
Vrabel was taking a Patriot job all along. He did it just
a
twist.
Job wasn't open,
it was a
Joe,
twist. It didn't matter.
He basically used the Jets
to
get the Patriots to make a move on Mayo.
Of course.
Like, what could have been, you know.
It was never happening. He was never taking this job. Never.
I'm not saying this is going to be Bill, like, you know, back in 2000, but it's interesting that he was here before he was there. He was interviewed with the Jets before he interviewed with the Patriots, and now they're going to be facing him twice a year. And he obviously did well in Tennessee.
Why didn't the Jets hire him then? Why did they ever? Okay, well, let me just say, because I don't buy it for a second he was ever taking a Jet job.
Yeah.
But why didn't the Jets just try to lock him down that day? Because they're the Jets.
They were not in compliance with the Rooney Rule yet. And it was also it was during the that was actually during the season spell. But they tried the next week.
By the way, can I say this about the Rooney Rule? I understand it, and the premise of it is very good and all of that, but they need to straighten that out because there's a lot of flaws in the Rooney Rule.
I would agree with that. Yep.
You know?
There absolutely is. I'm not sure how effective it's been. But,
right. Yeah. Right. Right. And if you're interviewing a guy just because, you know, to
compliance, which happens all the time. You know,
right.
Like
then
the Jets,
what
the
good
Jets
is
interviewed.
It?
The Jets interviewed the head coach at Maryland.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I'm hard pressed to see a reason they interviewed him other than his race.
Right.
He hasn't done a very great job in Maryland. It makes sense. So I agree with you. The Rooney Rule needs some definite improvements.
No question about it. All right, Brian, look, it's always great talking to you. We'll probably get you on next week after the big mistake in the draft. I got no, seriously, I gotta tell you, usually I'm excited for the draft. I have no excitement. Like, I am so down on this franchise. I am probably at the lowest point, and that's saying a lot, the lowest point I've ever been as a Jet fan.
Yeah, it's funny, Joe. You're not the only Jets fan I've heard that from. And I think last year really crushed the souls of Jets fans more than you could imagine. Like, I just think the hopes were high, and have a 5-win season with Rodgers as your quarterback and everything that happened with Saleh. I think that season took a lot out of Jets fans. I'm curious to see if you guys rebound by September when they're back on the field. But right now, it feels like a lot of Jets fans are like you.
Yeah. I'm going to be watching, and I'll watch every game like I always do. But there's no hope at all. None.
So you want a quarterback at 7?
I would take Jackson Dart. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I would take – if Sanders – I'm going to tell you right now, because I've been through this too many times. If Sanders drops to the Jets at 7 and they don't take him, you can take it to the bank. He's going to become a star. Take it to the bank. there's no doubt in my mind.
Yeah.
Because that is what – this is the Jets, okay? This is the Jets. And when these guys who were supposed to be high first-round picks – when these guys start to fall, you look at Rodgers, you look at Marino, you look at guys like that, Lamar Jackson. When these guys start to fall, they always turn out to be great. Just saying.
Yeah. Well, the Jets didn't have a first-round pick the year of Rodgers, right? That was the Doug Jolly trade, Joe.
Was that the Doug Jolly trade? Well, how about this? Even worse. Go back to 1991 when they took Rob Moore with the supplemental pick in the first round, and because they did that, they didn't draft Brett Favre. Think about
that. Yeah, that's right. And then they wanted Favre, and Atlanta took him right before him. Yep.
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 The Jets. Oh, what a, let me tell you something. The worst decision that I ever made in my lifetime, even worse than my first marriage, was becoming a Jet fan. No, really. I look back and I say, why? What a dumb freaking decision that was. And they are the worst. I'm telling you, not only the worst franchise in the NFL, the worst franchise in professional sports today. Okay? You know, it's funny. I had that with the Knicks for 20 years.
Yeah.
And now the Jets have taken over that mantle from the Knicks.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
All right, Joe.
Brian, enjoy the season, all right? Where are you going to be for the draft?
Florham Park. Yeah, that's where it's at, because we'll get Glenn and Muji after the picture made, so I'll be there.
Right, great. You're not going to Lambeau, huh?
Not going to Lambeau. No, that should be a cool scene, though. I mean, Lambeau...
Yeah, it'd be cool.
What they've done around Lambeau, Joe, is incredible. They made this place Title Town, like it's a little area.
Right.
It's gorgeous. So they... I'm sure that's going to be on display during the draft. I think it's going to be cool visual on TV. I have no need to be there, but it'll be cool on TV.
So. Wouldn't it be great if my football team had their own stadium to make like a Jet world around it? Wouldn't that be something?
I'd like to see you design Jet worlds, Joe, and see what you put in there.
Hey, I'm ready to go, man. I told you I want to be the owner. I'm not a GM. I'm certainly not a coach or anything along those lines. But I want to own the team. And I'll tell you right now, if I own this team, there's no way that they suck like they do. I'm just saying. No way.
All right, Joe. Well,
Brian,
hang in there. Enjoy the next playoffs.
Yeah, we'll see. God bless you, Brian. Take
care. All right, Joe. Have a good weekend.
Brian Costello, you too. Happy Easter. Brian Costello of the Post.